Fadies, thank you for listening to The Fate of Ison. I'm DM Brad, and this is the third episode in our Arcus backstory arc, in which we dive into the world of Skyland to see what Arcus the Cloud Demon was up to before they got whisked away into Ison. This backstory features Jules Daniel as Arcus and amazing special guests Troy Malcolm from Season Quest as Zeph and George Fenn as Fergus Squalor. And a note on the game we are using, it's not D&D in these episodes, we are instead playtesting a game that I made up called D12 Go. The rules are being amended in real time as we play, but if you like what you hear and want to try it for yourself, get in touch and we'll send you the rulebook. You'll need a single D12 to play the game, and why don't you go treat yourself to one of those from our good partners over at metallicdicegames.com. If you use the promo code FateOfIson, you can even get a discount. How delicious! Alrighty, here's a recap. Last time, Arcus, Zeph, and Fergus ventured into the city centre to find and hunt breach monsters at Skyvy League University. After breaking into the library to learn more about the breaching, they investigated a disgusting smell coming from the gymnasium. Inside, they found two tiny rat centaur creatures guarding a stinky yellow puddle. They dealt with the rat creatures effortlessly before the puddle rose up, revealing itself to be yet another creature from the breach. Yeah, so I've tinkered with the rules a little bit since last week, in that now the attacker is not so easily going to receive damage. So we had an instance last week where Arcus shot something off at the ooze monster and rolled pretty badly and ended up receiving moral damage to be like, oh no, I can't do this. And because they only have one, a limit of one, that was enough to knock them out of the fight. So basically, they're such a spoilt brat that failing one thing was enough to knock them out.
The slightest inconvenience, my greatest enemy.
Yeah, so now the attacker deals damage, and if they succeed by certain levels, and they only receive damage if they fail by a big margin. Mm. By if they fail by more than four.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Sweet. So does anyone need a refresher for where we were at?
We are currently in the gym. We're back at Zeph's family household, which he has for the weekend because he paid for his mother to go on vacation.
And you were creepy as Fergus overhearing our conversation, and that's why you came with us.
You guys finished the session in the Skyvy League University gymnasium. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it was still up to a vote as to if you do go back to Zeph's place or if you just stay the night in the gymnasium.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Because Fergus was going to pull some pranks on on Coach Jim, mm-hmm. the local gym teacher at the university. Yep. So we were going to get some detail on what those pranks were, mm-hmm. and Zeph was going to raid a bunch of people's lockers and tell me a list of swag that they find. So if we'll resolve those two shenanigans first and then decide if you go back to Zeph's or if you stay the night in the gymnasium.
Cool. So Fergus takes his time and stands in the gymnasium door, just looking at the door. He's going to open the door, and as he does, he's going to cast a small amount of shadow magic to move the ink that's on the glass on the door to Windbutt. walks into the door. He's going to ask at the moment, because he didn't secure it, I want the rat box, if we've still got that.
Yep, we've got the rat box, the box with the rat centaur in it. Yep.
Yeah, I want it. Can I have it?
Yeah, that's inside me. You want it? Arcus, you told me to look after this. Did you want me to give it to Fergus? I know you said no.
I did say no, didn't
but
I?
But you've had some time to think about it.
Why? Why do you want it?
I want to just put it on his desk as a decoy prank for the real prank.
No, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. We're taking the rat to its final burial place. We're going to throw it back into the great puddle in celebration of Skyontology and the water cycle.
Fergus is very morose because he's already asked and, you know, he's been through this before. He's going to think about how great it would be if only he could leave some dead centaur rats on the desk. Although this doesn't stop him. At this point, he leaves and he goes and he tries to find the beep test machine. I remember because Zeph mentioned wishing to, you know, that they could have the beep test. So I figured there must actually be a beep test machine in here.
Okay. Yeah, there is. It's basically the magic fantasy version of a, like a boombox, of like a tape deck.
Yeah, cool. Nice. Awesome. Cool. I'm sort of imagining like a box with like made of like pipes and like small bits of like wind like shoot through it and like go, whew. You know?
Yeah, I like that. The beats are actually made with wind.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I want to take the object with the beat test machine. I want to take it into, put it onto his desk. And then I want to use a dark magic incantation to use like the essence of the beat test machine object and permeate it into the shadows in his room. So whenever there's shadows, the beep test will begin playing at uncertain increments.
I like this, especially because it's like evening time, or it's nighttime for you guys, so the room is shadow now, so it's going to start immediately. Make a brains roll and add your dark magic skill and the plus one for your dad's sky snake wand.
I saw Zephyr get frustrated at the fact that I mentioned the water. I tried to say cycle and sky at the same time, but it didn't quite mesh that well. So yeah, the water skycle, because that's how we're making puns in this episode, apparently. Just putting sky in there.
Okay, so Fergus is showing me a one.
Yep, so with my brains, that is a three.
That is a miserable failure.
Cool.
Wait, so that's with brains plus dark magic.
That's actually still five.
Plus the wand?
Plus the wand, that is six. Yeah, that's true.
Six is still a failure, but it's not a miserable failure. So you just try to do this and it doesn't work.
And then you woohoo.
I reluctantly tell myself I should just settle with the wind butt and remorsefully leave the office. but I don't put the beep test back though. I don't, yeah.
Okay, you use dark magic for the wind butt prank as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this, because that's a much lesser prank, mm-hmm, and it's going to involve a lot less, do the same thing but with a plus three in addition, because it's more likely to succeed.
It's a total of 17.
That's a huge success.
Yeah, so I'm going to enchant it particularly in a way that whenever he looks at whenever he next blinks, you know, I mean, I'm thinking like the shadow of the inside of his eyelids, right? That sort of, you know, when the sign sees that, the sign will like swap back. So he'll always see it for the first time, blink and shock, and then it'll disappear. So he's just going to be haunted by it.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That will mess with his head.
Yeah.
Because he'll never be quite sure if it says what he thinks it says.
And you know what it is going to say? Wind butt.
Wind butt. I love it. Okay, and Zeph, how's your rummaging for items?
I found a couple of things that might be of interest. I'm not entirely sure which one I should keep on me. But I found a magnifying glass, three potions, and a sock that contains an object that I could use as a weapon.
Right, heavy sock weapon.
A heavy sock weapon.
Yeah.
Now, you said I could keep one of these, didn't you? The potions would be helpful because Arcus is useless.
I have hugs, okay?
The magnifying glass is going to help in super specific situations. I don't know if this is that situation. And the sock weapon sounds helpful. So I think I'm going to go with the sock weapon.
You would.
But I think, Brad, you should choose what goes in the sock.
I would like the rat centaur's body to go in the sock.
No. You can't say that was already in there in the locker. It has to be something that was already in the locker.
Okay, so it is a sock and it has inside it a moldy piece of this world's equivalent of fruit. And you can get a plus one to attack with it, but it'll only be good for three attacks before it bursts. And it becomes a sock full of juice.
Love, sock full of juice is actually what I want it to be, so I hope to use that quickly.
So yeah, right there you got a plus one and three uses.
Yeah, I got that down.
Can you tell what fruit it is?
Definitely not.
You guys can make that up. In a bit of world building here, what type of fruit do you think you would have in a world where people don't really need to eat, nor is liquid really a thing for long?
But it could have been brought over in one of the purges or something. I mean, breaches.
Yep.
It could be a breach fruit, like a some sort of invasive biology from the breach hole.
Okay, so this has been around since at least last year. Someone's growing them after they were introduced in a previous breach.
It would be pretty cute if it was an apple. It would
maybe they're like a big import. Everyone's like, apple. Oh my god, like a fruit? We don't have those? Wow.
Yeah.
And it's a fancy university. So that fruit is definitely like a gift from like a distant relative to like.
And they put it in the sock to be safe, because that's what you do with all of your like antiquest items. You put them in a sock. And then you save them until the Antique Roadshow comes along.
I can't wait to protect Arcus with my apple socket.
Okay, so yeah, where are you at on the decision of where to spend the night? Here at the gymnasium, or heading back to Zeph's place?
Is the beep test playing? Can we hear that?
I'll leave that up to Fergus, what he did with the beep test machine after failing the spell.
So the spell failed. Yeah, I would like to imagine that I had to turn it on, but it's probably still going. Fergus probably would want to walk straight out of that gym, but, you know, maybe he won't.
No, I think seeing Fergus leave would make me want to just follow immediately.
Yeah, cool. I like burst through the door and curse my father's name. Dubious! Why was I not named Dubious? Why was I named Fergus? All the other sons in my family were called Dubious, and I was the only one called Fergus. I yell, howling in the sky, if only I could somehow become, more of a... If I could become Dubious in my father's eyes.
Yep. Okay. I love the dynamic of the family you're inventing. It's so dysfunctional.
Fergus is just, like, going out and shouting at the sky, like, notice me, papa, papa.
Oh, yeah.
Notice me, papa. Papa, notice me. Mm-hmm. I love you, papa.
I think Fergus, like, is like, you know, he'll storm out and then he'll just be like, start brooding. I imagine I'm sort of out by, like, the water fountain or, like, the cloud, but no, like, the equivalent, you know, I'm out there sort of by the cloud fountain, you know, just, like, brooding.
Gas fountain.
Yeah, gas fountain, yeah.
gas fountain sounds dangerous.
So obviously the gym's not going to be your home for the night if you storm out angrily.
Mm-hmm. I turn around and yell, after a while I go, must we breach more? We must.
The only other thing I could think of doing here is investigating that puddle on the ground that has dried up, but otherwise I'm ready to go.
He says, investigate a puddle? You? No, let's investigate this puddle properly with me there.
Back in, all right.
I did kill the puddle.
Mm.
The power of friendship technically killed it.
Interesting. Can we discern anything about the puddle?
Roll senses, I guess.
Cool. Seven.
Seven is a failure.
No.
To you, it's just a slightly like darkened yellow, semi-solid blob.
Fergus is... immediately annoyed with Seth. Why did you bring me here? This is just clearly just your regular yellow puddle.
I got a 6 on my senses, so I too am convinced that it is just a regular puddle.
Yep. There's nothing interesting about it to you.
Can I use my general affinity with nature while doing this?
Yes. So senses plus that.
Cool. So I got 8.
Okay, 8 is a questionable success. So you find something interesting about it. You find that it is slightly charged with like a strange frequency of like electrical energy that you're not very familiar with.
So it's not like lightning energy, which I would be familiar with.
That's right. It's just like it's static electricity on just like a different level from what you're used to.
Okay.
Like something that's spent a long time in a different environment from yours.
Hmm. Okay.
But you got a questionable success, so something bad has to happen.
Right.
I'd just say that while investigating, you get really close and you like trip and fall in it and you like squish your face.
Yum.
You get some on your tongue for sure.
I like, you know, it gets on my tongue and I notice that it gets on my tongue, but I'm also just like a little bit curious as to what it tastes like. So I do notice it get in my mouth and I don't stop that in any way, and I taste it to see what it tastes like.
Feed Joas.
Wow. Mm. Okay. It is the season.
Divisive.
Well, that was the puddle, guys. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Zeph, shall we return to your shack? and make preparations for tomorrow? I cannot be seen at home like this. I look, pull out my father's melted sword, and I have to solve this before I go home.
I mean, yeah, okay, that sounds good. We'll go back to my place. It's not really a shack, but it's getting there.
Modest peasant dwellings.
Fergus right. Just assumes that the lower class is very ironic.
Okay. You get back to Zeph's place without much incident. You find it quite strange. You don't notice any other like groups out. You don't notice any groups of breach hunters or any like cleanup crews of guards or anything like that. You do notice a few strange beasts and creatures around that have already been felled, though. So like the aftermath of various hunts. In one part of town, you find some like lizards that have been cut open and they've got like orange blood all around them, and you find like a few sort of frisbee-like things on the ground scattered, and like some of them are broken and they're just like...
Are they frisbees?
They appeared like they would be frisbees.
Troy, you gave that the enthusiasm of a dog.
Please tell me they're frisbees.
Are they my frisbees? Troy, okay, fetch.
But yeah, other than that, it's like the whole city is just a dead zone. Just there's no activity.
Mm. What time is this at the moment?
Let's say midnight-ish, one-ish.
Mm, cool. And what, like, did any of the fights that we walked past look like they went badly for people that weren't like the lizards, you know, for the other breach hunters?
Yeah. you didn't notice any bodies of Cumulus. Uh-huh. Just every now and then like a broken shield or like a broken dagger or weapon or something. Mm-hmm. Or spear. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no signs of casualties.
Yeah, cool.
No signs of casualties, I'll emphasize.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
They were eaten whole.
Were the wounds on the creatures, were they all from the same type of weapon, or were they from like a mixture of weapons? Like they were, the beasts themselves were killed by breach hunters.
Yeah, well, the lizards that you saw, they looked like they'd all been cut open by blades.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you saw like one of the frisbees had like a crossbow bolt in it, and around town, different scenes had sort of different types of signs of damage.
Yeah, cool.
And in a few places, there were, like, cracked building walls and stuff like that.
How do the places look around my home? Like, is there any damage to the homes and stuff like that around town?
Not that you noticed, no. Your home looks relatively untouched.
I was just going to say, when we get home, I want to make tea for everyone.
Okay, that is a bond roll, I guess, if you're, like, yep, trying to impress them with the tea or trying to...
I want to rejuvenate everyone, you know? Get some...
Yeah, make the tea a positive experience for everyone before they go to bed.
Yeah, like, it's green tea, it's got antioxidants in it, you know, it makes you feel good.
Yep, so you can either go precision if you're trying to get, like, the perfect mix of tea, or, like, bond if you're trying to make a good tea for a person to enjoy.
I think bond is what I want to go for.
Do you have tea making as a skill you can add?
No, but could I add... I was going to say, could I add religion? Because lots of religions have tea ceremonies. It's part of the water cycle, though. It's a liquid. Hear me out here. We're going to ingest it. It's going to go through us. It's the water cycle. It's all a part of Scientology, is sitting down and talking about our problems so that we can hoard them and use them for later on to blackmail you so you never leave. I mean,
I was going to say you're really stretching that skill, but you were able to bullshit enough about it that I'll allow it.
Yes!
Anyone who's able to like do a long enough bullshit spiel about why I should allow something, I'm probably going to allow it.
Oh, this is my special power, bullshitting, actually. Okay, cool. So I rolled 4, and then it's plus 2 bond, so that's 6, and then plus my religion is plus 2, so 8. 8.
8. Okay, questionable success. You make a good cup of tea that everyone will enjoy. The problem is it keeps you all up a little bit too late drinking it, because it's so good, so enjoyable, that you just, like, you all cherish it as you drink, and when you do eventually go to sleep, it's quite late and you wake up tired. So you're groggy in the morning.
We spent the night listening to my favorite band, Rowdy Cloudy Days.
I think Fergus spent the night quite uncomfortable. I think this is the first time Fergus has ever like slept outside of like the big house, you know, like that type of thing. So I think he's very uncomfortable. Yep. I would argue he probably didn't sleep at all.
Okay.
Arca sleeps on top of Zef, like as a pillow.
And I'm just there sort of up all night, like eyeing them with like a mixture of like contempt and jealousy and anger and like, ugh.
Well, Zef's a big thanky boy, so I'm just like curled up on him.
Zef's just thankful. This is the most people that have been back in bed since my 3 uncles and dad all died. Usually it's just mum and I sharing the bed, but now I've got friends there.
Wow.
I think Fergus in the morning is going to, he's going to think about it like a lot. And he's going to try to make a tea, just like Arcus did just before they wake up, to give to them in the morning to prove that he can do friendship too.
Okay. Make a bond roll and add any tea making related skills.
I have upper class, which might imply that I do have some tea knowledge.
Yeah, you'll have some tea room training.
Yeah, great. I got a 12.
Ooh, okay.
And I haven't added anything to it yet. My bond is actually 3, and my upper class is 2, so that's 17 for a cup of tea.
17, that is a tremendous success. You couldn't possibly do any better. You make the best cup of tea anyone in this realm has had in a very, very long time. And you all feel rejuvenated. No. The tiredness from Arcus's keeping you up late is gone.
This is a watershed moment for Fergus. I think he gives someone a cup of tea and actually for the first time makes another human being happy. You know? He's never done that before. So, you know, this is for him. It's like
you got purpose and you realize you're perfectly suited to the hospitality industry.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm shocked. I'm sort of revelated. I'm like, wow, I guess I can do friendship.
I have skills.
Hey, can you guys tell me how great my tea was? I just want to hear it.
Wow, this is the best tea I've ever had, ever. This is incredible. Well done, Fergus. Well done, Fergus.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. This tea tastes good in my tummy.
No one's ever said that to me before.
You have worth.
I throw my like hood over my face and storm out the door for another brooding. A brief sort of like 10 to 15 minute brood to cool off and cry under my hood.
Feeling good feels bad.
Yeah. Got my big stormy eyes because I'm upset. Like, but I'm like smiling and I'm like, what is this expression?
Speaking of your appearances, Arcus, something that I forgot to bring up with you in last week's session is that so in Ison, Arcus has a lot of fun each day changing their cloudy appearance to include a hat of some variety. Do you do this in this realm?
Do you know, I was looking through the Discord today to look at all the hats that people have suggested for Arcus, and I was just being like, oh, I can't do the hats here because we had been doing hats, but I could. Yeah, right, okay, another day, another breach. Into the breach, I fashion my cloud head into an updo of a captain's hat with a big nice. Cloudy feather.
Okay, captain's hat with a cloudy feather. Write that down, because I will forget.
I mean, we'll change it daily, though, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, who knows what's going to happen this day?
That's true. You're right.
Speaking of who knows what will happen this day, as you are chilling in the aftermath of this amazing cup of tea from Fergust, there is a very loud thumping at the door.
I'm hoping that's not Mum.
I'm hoping that's not Dad.
I'm hoping that I don't have to answer the door.
Fine, I'll get it.
I want to shadow magic hide somehow. Is there any? I mean, okay. It's morning. Is there anywhere where there's like?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there'll be shadows in like corners of rooms and things where like light casts the shadow past a couch and things like
that. Yeah, cool. Is there like a sink type thing?
Well, without liquid being very prevalent in the realm, it's hard to say. But for the sake of mechanic arguments, sure, there's this world's equivalent of a sink.
Yeah, cool. I want to magically transport myself into the sinkhole, like into the shadow, to the shadow dimension of the sinkhole. Like,
okay.
Here's what we need to ask yourself, this, though. Do you have a garbage disposal?
I think Fergus wouldn't consider that. I think he might just try it. Okay, that's terrifying. Whoops. So could I roll my brains and my dark arts for this?
Yes, either brains or agility, since you're trying to do this like quickly and zap yourself into a tiny hole.
Yeah, cool. I feel like it probably would be agility, right? Because I'm reacting to the door. You know.
Yep.
Okay, cool. And I will use my wand, though. I got a 15. I just got a 6.
You're rolling hot, yeah. You reactively wave your dad's Sky Snake wand and whisper some kind of dark incantation, and then your two companions see you just turn into like a long string bean of a dark cloud and just zip into the sinkhole.
Get open the door now.
Yeah, there's another loud thump at the door again.
Oh, okay. I grab my two axes from the axe rack next to the door. And I open the door.
You see standing in the doorway a guard of the Royal Keep, very obvious in their Royal Keep uniform that you will have seen many, many times. And you probably know this person as well if you've been hanging around Arcus your whole life. And he or they just shoulder you out the way and walk into the room.
Oh,
like, do you try and oppose that?
Yeah, I do. I try to like block the doorway with myself and my two axes.
Okay, that sounds like an opposed action. So he is just going to try and barge, and he's going to get a +4 on this.
Oof.
He's got a 10 total.
Oh no! Okay, I rolled a 3, +3. I'm dual wielding and I'm trying to protect others. Can I use both skills or just one?
Just one skill, whichever's most appropriate.
Protection of others. So that's 3, +3, +3. That's 9.
Okay, so he succeeds, although questionably. So he manages to barge you out the way and into the room, but he momentarily spins around because you stopped him just enough. So all he's seen so far is you. He hasn't seen Arcus, and he definitely isn't going to see Fergus because he's not going to look in the sink.
And when he spins, he looks ridiculous. Ha ha ha.
So Arcus, is there something that you would do, recognizing this guard who comes into the room, but then having that split second moment where they haven't noticed you yet?
So I know who this guard is. Do I know why he's here? Is he here to take me away? Is that what's happening?
You don't know. You don't know why a guard who's familiar to you has knocked on Zeph's door.
Okay, well, I'm gonna use my hug.
Hugging.
Look. To Could I also use my, like, bond through that, maybe? Because he will know me, because I'm a noble, and because he shouldn't treat me badly, I am in charge.
Okay. Yeah, so you want to try and, like, manipulate him using bond and a hug.
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, Zeph and Arcus and Fergus, you can all collaborate on this. Who is this guard?
But Paul Simon.
Fuck. Okay. This is a guard called Paul Simon, who has worked for the royal family his entire life. He was born and raised into the service, and has been a very loyal guard his entire life. He is truthful and honorable, and you know that he's not up to any shady dealings, and nor is he corrupted in any way.
Nice.
So all he does is for the good of the royal family.
Right, cool. Yeah, so I hug him and with my bond, and I'm like, Paul Simon, my favorite guard, and I'm rolling a 10 plus bond 12 plus hug 13.
Okay. Yeah, that's a success at whatever you were trying to do.
Calm him down and to start on friendly terms, so it wasn't about to get into an altercation. He just shoved my friend out of the way. I don't want it to be like a mean, angry discussion.
Okay.
Hello, what are you doing here? How can I help? What's going on?
Okay, yeah, so the hug from behind that you launch at him does it startles him a little bit, but then he realizes very quickly that, you know, what your intention is. And when you let go, you actually notice that he is looking very ragged. He's clearly been out all night, probably breach hunting like yourself, or at least like protecting others who were. His blade that he carries on his back is dripping on the floor like a purple liquid. And he's covered in like all sorts of scratches and scrapes. And he just says, Lord Arcus, I didn't want to believe the rumors, but a few people said that they saw you last night in the breach epicenter with Stable Boy here and Lord Squalor, wherever he is. I don't know if he's still with you or not, but you should not be here. This is much too dangerous. Please, let me escort you back to your family. They'll be worried sick about you.
Zeph is trying to clean up that purple puddle from the floor, like immediately swooping in there. His mum doesn't need to worry about that.
He looks down, he notices you doing that and says, yes, I'm sorry. Just yet another downside to last night's events. Do you know the location of Lord Squalor?
You know, actually, we don't. But we think we might be able to find him later on. So I think it would be helpful if we stay out in the breach, because we need to be looking for him to try and help bring him back. And actually, you know, we fought earlier, and maybe it's just because I'm of noble blood. I'm not sure if you'd understand, but it seemed pretty easy, actually. And you know what it's like. You know, you just wanna prove that you're like you can hold your own. So thank you, but no, thank you.
Okay, that's a bond roll to convince him. It could technically be multiple. First to deceive him about Fergus, and then second to convince him of your capabilities and your need to not be protected. But yeah, we'll go for just one of just convincing him that he's wrong and he needs to leave you alone.
Okay.
I'd like to help with this sort of intimidation, because I was down on the ground cleaning up the purple goo. I'd like to kind of stand up almost between Arcus and the guard, just so that he's well aware, or that he's being flanked even.
Okay, with that, I will allow Arcus a plus two to your bond roll to convince him to bugger off.
Okay, well, I rolled a 7 and then my bond is 2, so 9, 11 with the plus 2.
That scrapes in as a success.
Yes.
He looks back and forward between you and Zeph, because without Zeph, that would have been questionable.
Always questionable without Zeph.
Okay, if you survived last night on your own, please make sure you take great care. I'm going to tell your parents where you are and what you've been doing, but I will advise them that it's in my best belief that you are capable.
Cool. That, you know what, Paul Simon, you're the cloud person.
I make a bubbling sound from the sink I want to try to lure the guard over.
No.
I want Paul Simon to come to the sink. I want to bubble.
Okay.
Something aberrant.
Use dark magic and bond.
Cool.
And he will... And he's not going to roll against this. I just want to see if you succeed on your own. All up. Okay. Yeah. Questionable success. So you make a strange enough bubbling sound from the sink that he says, What was that? Did you hear that?
I know what you're talking about. I want to push him out the door.
Lord Arcus, I'm trying to protect you. It definitely came from over here. And he starts to wander very tentatively, like a Scooby-Doo sneak, over towards the kitchen area.
Pipes bubble all the time.
You know what they say about the stable boy and stable men? They live in unstable housing conditions.
Hearing that he's going to report us to, Argus's royal family, Fergus is going to be absolutely terrified. And obviously, what Fergus would do in the situation is try to dark magic.
But you're not found out yet.
Huh?
You've not been found out yet.
But the rumors are there.
Your success was questionable. So when he does make it over to the kitchen sink, uh-huh, he definitely notices that what's happening in the sink is something of like a abnormal magical nature.
Yeah, cool.
And what's an item of yours, a distinguishable item of yours that you have left out of the sink?
I have written here dark magic books, but I kind of misread it as dark magic boots. So maybe I've got a pair of my classic family's signature pair of traveling boots with my family.
Okay.
The insignia on the back.
So he wanders over to the sink, he inspects it a little bit, and then he turns back towards Arcus and Zeph, and he notices that by the door are these two black boots.
Yeah, just as he realizes, I'm going to try to magically swap positions with the guard. So the guard is in the sink, and I'm no longer in the sink. Now that he's close enough.
Okay, you can try this with a -3.
Well, I did get a tremendous success in getting in there. So does that make a, you know, maybe that's a key part of the spell.
Yeah, but the magic of getting yourself out and getting someone else in, it's going to be pretty tricky.
Yeah, cool.
What an absurd chain of events.
I got a 6.
Okay, failure. So you just try to do this and nothing happens.
Cool. I may as well just spurt out at this point because he's figured out I'm there, you know.
Yep. I
spray like the little dark bits like stack up onto top of each other, and I'm like there like, oh, whoopsies.
I go, oh yay, we found him.
Lord Squalor, it's quite unconventional magics you're using these days. Your family is teaching you some strange things.
Oh no, that's actually what you saw there was actually, well, one, for instance, the fact that you know anything about my family's magic is absolutely absurd that you think that you would have access to even understand the type of magic my family use. And yes, that did look evil, but that was just a dark magic infestation of the sink itself. I was actually in there fighting a dark magic creature, completely not to do with the breach, just doing some magical plumbing as a good service to my fellows. So, Sergeant Paul Simon, I think I would reconsider the accusation that you are making. I have to use my menace and my bond skill.
Yeah, okay. Ed Bond if you want. I was just going to go with it.
Cool. Well, I got a 11.
Okay, yeah, success. He says he reels back in disgust at himself. He just says, Lord Squalor, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to insult your honor or the honor of your family or station. Lord Arcus, Lord Squalor, stable boy person. I bid you safe travels. Please do take care of yourself. And he gives like a very stiff at attention salute.
P.S. One more thing.
Yes, stable boy.
Do you mind if I refer to you as P.S. from now on? Thanks, Paul Simon.
Quiet, stable boy.
Lords, the company you keep is very odd.
I'm sorry, Simon. Paul.
He turns heel and marches out.
Paul Simon, great guy.
So what do you three plan on doing today, breach-wise? Do you plan on revisiting the university or visiting one of the other two locations or both of the locations? I mean, you've got a whole day that were breach sites last night, or would you sort of put your minds together and think about other areas around the city where there might possibly be some activity or some fun things to discover?
Well, whatever we do, we have to leave here because Paul Simon's going to tell my parents that that's where we are.
Yeah, you probably can't return here.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's just get a new home. Just don't be poor.
Okay, I'll talk to Mum about that. Yeah, sure. Maybe I'll find some money or raindrops in the breaches tonight, I guess.
Hey, look, another peasant family might be completely obliterated. And then you can just take their home, you know? And then it's already finished. So.
Thanks for that, Arcus. Yeah, I hope your parents don't come and get you.
When you're over at like a sleepover and things can take a turn, you're like, Mom, can you pick me up, please? And they're like, no. You said you would commit to the night, so you have to stay there. So into the breach we go. What else do we want to do? What were the other places? Because I remember the university because we went there, but I don't remember the other ones because we didn't go to them.
So the town crier, Schwifflehemengai, so the options he gave you all last night were the university, a construction zone in the East District, which Fergus said his family owns, and the Central South Bazaar, which is like a long outdoor mall, like surrounded by tall walls. But I've also got three more locations that if you decide instead to put your heads together and explore, you could do so.
I kind of want to go to the bazaar, though.
Yeah, the bazaar sounds good.
Fergus could use some retail therapy. I think probably Fergus, you know, got his first taste of friendship just before, and he's fairly certain that he's about to be disowned. So he's like, yeah, I could use a makeover, actually. Like, I want to go shopping. Like, I want a new look. I feel new. I feel different. I feel upset, but in a good way. Yeah.
Makeovers is a big part of any sleepover. You got to have makeover time.
Fergus says sleepover. Yes. Makeover. Sleepover. I always wondered where the over came from.
It's not under.
It's not a sleep under. That's very different.
Right?
Yes, a sleep through.
Sleep inside. Okay. Let's go to the bazaar. Do we have any money? Like, I mean, I feel like we would have money, some of us.
I don't know. I feel like Fergus carries around like small change, but that's like probably like $500 or something. You know what I mean? Like.
You would all know that the Central South Bazaar is in the epicenter, which has been evacuated. So it is 99% not going to be
working,
like open for business.
Uh-huh. Can we loot things though?
Oh, you most definitely can.
Uh-huh.
You can do whatever you want. Okay, if you're all sold on the bazaar, we'll jump to it. Tea! More tea! Hiding in a sink! This story has everything. This is the top shelf RPG content you've come to expect from the Fate of Ice and podcast. Next time, They're going to head to the Central South Bazaar to see if any more breach beasties await them. Yippee! We couldn't make the show without the love and support from our listeners, for one, but also from our Patreon supporters. That's right, if you head over to patreon.com/fateofisen, for as little as $1 a month, you could help us make this show a reality like the following people. Alex White Robinson, Person Who Wants to Stay Anonymous, Robert Baldino from Not Quite Heroes Podcast, Aaron Kuchel, Laura Christine Goodwin, James Blyser from Wheel of Woe Podcast, Sajo Hodgkins, Laura Douglas, Mel Zergler, Roger Arthur, Marta Sam Malcolm from Table Tales, Kydron Fellowish, Lauren Flake, Kai Dealer, Rihanna Kavalsik, Kevin Swift from The Dice Copy, and Edwards, Victorian Gavin Porter, Daniel Nichols from The Happy Go Lucky, blah, 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 blah. Victorian Gavin Porter. I'm not cutting any of this. Kevin Swift from The Dice Scott, Ben Edwards, Victorian Gavin Porter, Daniel Nichols from The Happy Go Lucky Podcast, KP Squished, Alexandra Litkites, Andrew Evans, and Emily Holman from the Grow Out of It Podcast. That was not a good run, Brad. You can do better. You can do better. Anyway, those people are awesome, and we appreciate them all. You could become one of them if you're not one already. If you are one already, hi. Hi again. This is getting weird now. If you don't want to become a supporter on Patreon, that's absolutely fine. You can support us in other ways, like giving us nice reviews in public where people can read them, like on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podchaser, and the places. Those all help us grow and get out to more ears, so more people can hear about the tea and hiding in sinks. And Sergeant Paul Simon, who is probably going to become a fan favorite. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm DM Brad. We will see you next time for more of whatever this is. Bye!
Hey there, it's your old friend Dr. Discord from A Necessary Evil Podcast. And if you're like me, you know there just simply aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done. So I always take time to go to necropodicon.com, discover some shows I may have been missing out on, or to check out the cast and crew photos and bios of the shows I already love. There's even a link to join the Discord where you can talk to not only us, but also other fans. How amazing is that? It's all at necropodicon.com. Hard to pronounce, easy to listen.